Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of No Blasters. Kieran Bartlett is still off. We'll wait until the court date is over and then we might bring him back. But until then, you're joined by your guest host, Mr. William Thompson. The show is sponsored, as always, by our friends at Manscaped. If you have a wee hairy bag, a wee furry shaft, go to Manscaped. They're the best for it. They've the Lawnmower 5.0, the ball toner, the ball trimmer. Anything you could think to pamper your balls, they've got it. They've thought of it. You get wee boxers, get wee nose and ear trimmer. It's fantastic. And we can get you money off that with the code NOBLASTERS20. I keep going to say mudblood. That's mine. Use that. No, don't. NOBLASTERS20. NOBLASTERS20. Manscaped.com to get 20% off your order. Get yourself shaven for the summer. No one wants to see pubes on the beach. Get that whacked off. Link in description. Link in bio. Smash that subscribe button. We're also sponsored, as always. Is it as always? I don't care. We're sponsored by Doogie's Goodies, your favorite bakery. And they've actually provided some special cupcakes for you boys. There you go.
I'm just on a diet, to be honest.
Hey, look at her faces, they're unbelievable.
Yes, shoot them to the camera. Shoot them to the camera.
They're unreal.
This one or that one?
They're unbelievable.
I'm buzzing, man.
They're absolutely fantastic. They've given me cake pops too. Is that what this is?
This is good.
I'm taking one of these. I don't know if I'm allowed, then but I am.
A quick snap.
Yep.
So Doogie's Goodies. Dan, where would I find a location of Doogie's Goodies if I was so inclined?
But
fine?
I do the Doogie.
Where?
Online. Go on the website. You can order your...
Doogie'sGoodies.com.
Yeah.
They're absolutely...
Read that letter.
Oh, I have to read that letter.
Just like, have a quick scan.
I'm like Santa. So, they want to say, we hope you enjoyed the little treat we have popped in the bag for you. Our delicious cake pops are perfect little pick-me-up without eating a whole cake. Let's be honest, it's easily done. It is. Look at the tits on me. They've also sent some custom cupcakes for Tommy and Tyrone. Please do enjoy. They say, hopefully share with you. I don't think you'll do that.
I always said if I could eat myself, I would. And there I am, going to be eating myself tonight.
Come on, come on. Our new cupcakes, they're also doing customized cupcakes, which you can also order plain in a range of flavors just over on the website. Doogiesgoodies.com.
As you saw before, we are joined today.
Grazie. By the legendary Whiskey and White. What is happening, boys?
All good. Just
what up, world?
Just out of my first session in 6 months since retirement.
What were you doing, boxing camp?
Boxing back. There's going to be big news this week. Probably when this is out. When is this out?
2 weeks.
It'll be out. Because I was going to ask. I didn't know, genuinely, if you had stopped or you were still going.
Nah. See, I did stop, and then I think it was a Bryce is in, like, see, as soon as I fought, 6 hours later, I retired on the social media. And
I do that with stand up every time one goes bad as well.
Yeah, so you just go, fuck it. So, free up my head, I was like, fuck it, but I shouldn't have. I should have said, look, I'll go back down. I moved up for that fight. I should have said, look, I'm going back to my original weight because that's the way I should be fighting it.
Yeah.
But I'm very, when someone's in my head, I have to fucking say it. So,
like, I woke up the morning after his fight, went on Instagram, as you do. Calling it a day on my career.
What?
Didn't even consult me or anything.
I think it's my missus said it to me. She was like, what are you going to say to anyone?
Oh, you didn't tell anyone. I don't tell.
Sure. Didn't have me see my Instagram. I said, very, very impossible. Like, I got an ADHD meeting and they sent the real report back and it said, he's very impulsive. He said one story where Tyrone went and bought a house without telling his missus because I didn't even tell her I bought a house.
Fuck off.
Big like, surprise. She wasn't too happy.
How'd she take that?
She wasn't. Because we went and looked at it and she's like, no, I don't really like that. And I seen a vision. It was my ideal location on the town. And I just thought, fuck it, I'm buying this thing. And then I went behind her back, bought it, and I said, surprise, we got it, we got accepted.
Jeez, mate, you can go behind her back, buy an Xbox. I'm like,
well, so I'm very impulsive, and then I said, when it's in my head, I was like, fuck it, I'm getting it done. And I retired, but it was a big regret. After a month, just sitting in the house, eating shit and drinking, putting on weight, and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like,
I love how you say putting on weight, and you are in better shape than I could ever dream to be.
I look, I... I look all right, but see when I have it off, I'm a fat mess. 2.5 stone of loose.
Wait until you'll know putting on weight when you're out of breath tying your laces.
Probably.
I guess, boy, here.
Probably 3 stone after these cupcakes.
Oh, they're sugar heavy.
They're very heavy bugs.
Because you've been talking about that, because I do watch your podcast, the ADHD, but you were telling me you actually got diagnosed. No,
last week. So, first exam I've ever aced. I didn't even have to study for it. But I went... And it was for the first meeting, really great. There's 18 questions. If you get 6 or above, you're going to go through the next stage. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got here. I scored
Hyperman's
I got 17 out of 18. Jesus. And they were like, okay, get you into the next stage ASAP.
Yeah.
And then the next one was like, to find out which one you have. So you've got like 9 questions in each section. I scored 9 out of 9 for both of them. So I had both. So I have a combined.
You've got it. I got something.
Do you know what? He didn't even need the gold at a frigging meeting. Everybody who knows him or meets him knows that.
Even if you watch
something, not right.
I like to jump in the butt on the conversations, and I can't chit chat. See if I see you in the street,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to stop and talk to you.
No,
I would just be like right and walk on.
Yeah.
I get people give me shit for that too because
I get it.
Yeah, I'm so awkward.
What are you supposed to say? Like, even like, there's my brother and I always run into him in the street. I'm like, we need to stop talking when we're seeing each other on the street because I don't want to talk to anyone.
See, I'm afraid because people keep telling me, it's like, you need to get tested for ADHD.
I believe it.
I don't want to because I can't have everything.
Yeah, I'll give it to somebody else.
You know, I'm like, for fuck, give me something. I don't. I'm epileptic, cerebral palsy.
Are you epileptic?
I'm epileptic, yeah. Here's
your buddy who has actually took an epileptic fit one day.
Fuck, really?
And I saved him.
He saved me.
He hasn't. You should get tested for it as well.
No, it was one time.
It
was a hooker in Vegas.
I said to him, he asked that the doctor last week, have you ever had any? It must be a thing. And I said, it happened once. And he said, what happened? I was just finished training. And I went into
we were in Dublin.
And it's like a wee small apartment. Or no, it's an apartment.
You know what it is? It's student accommodation. Because right next door to the stadium where we were doing our training camp was Griffith College.
Mm. Aye.
So the college was off for the summer. So we were using
so our accommodation. So basically in the halls.
Yeah.
So see the bathroom? It's smaller than this table.
Yeah.
But there's a sink, there's a toilet, and there's a bath. And they're all kind of like connected. It's weird. It's a weird setup.
The sink, a toilet, and a shower. Sorry. Not a bath.
And it was very, very small. And I went in to get showered. And I see all the lads, they'd be beating around the stage.
Gladiators, you know, make sure it's smooth.
Oh, Veeton? I thought you said Eaton. Oh, right, so you're Manscaped.
You don't need Manscaped. No, the Manscaped wasn't out then, so we were Veeton. And I had never Veeted before. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm aware when something's in my head, so I took it out of stank. Have you ever smelled Veet?
Nah.
It was disgusting. I was like, these lads fucking use this. And I went, fuck it. I don't really want to use this, but I said, fuck it, I need to. So I put it on, you had to leave it for a minute. I'm sitting there, I'm getting a wee dizzy spell. I was like, what the fuck? So I unlocked the door and I said, lads, I don't feel great.
Hold on. Let me interject. Right,
go.
First of all, he said, "What the fuck? My hair's falling."
No, I was out there.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, because in my head I was like, "How can a cream make you baldy?" So I thought it's going to give you cancer or something. So that's what was my theory going into it.
Everyone with cancer is just beating.
So I'd worked myself up in my head. I was like, I'm going to die if I start doing this. But I said, fuck it, I'll do it anyway. And I started beating myself. And I started getting dizzy. And I was like, fuck me. And I said, lads, I'm unlocking this door because I feel a bit weird. And then next thing they just heard, doo, doo, doo.
No, hold on, because you skipped out. Before the smack bang wallop.
Whose story is this?
It's like a married couple. Stories. You're leaving it out there. No, like, what happened was...
So he unlocked and he went, what the fuck? My hair falling. I've got cancer. Or something. We're like, turn, relax. That's what's meant to happen. And he was standing there and then he went back in and then he just heard a.
I hit my head off a sink in the toilet and the ground.
Fuck.
And then Tommy and Trum were like, what the fuck? And Trum McCullough went up and he went, Harry's Lander, and he ran.
I ran up and he was on the ground, like convulsing, like throw off into at the mouth and all. And he was like, it's me, fuck. But it's fight or flight. So Terrell McCullough, our other friend, he was panicking. But I took the horse by the reins. I slapped him in the face.
Wear him naked. He slapped me in the face.
Slapped him. I said, McDonald, snap out of it. Boom. And he's still. So I got the cold water and spliced it into his face, and he just snapped out of it. The fuck are you doing? Spitron, just relax. Grab him.
We need a body and put him out of the shower.
I turned him around before grabbing
him. Sure you did, buddy.
Don't want any fucking willy juice on my leg. So I lift him and pick
sports drink
up.
I'm bringing it.
And I was like, carrying him out, because after he fucking snapped, then he went all fucked and in. So I was carrying him out, and Ray Turmo Collar was just like panicking. I was like, fuck's sake, put a towel around him. And then brought him in, sat him down in the bedroom.
Mm.
And his pure white, and his lips were just completely blue.
But I like
so I went to go and change, go and tell the coaches. The head coach.
Aye.
I was like, listen, Tyrone can't train. He's only after having an epileptic fit. What do you want to go ahead?
You keep on throwing out that kind of fit, but it wasn't.
Turn a soul with a soul.
You're not a doctor.
I've seen epileptic fits before.
You've been abducted by aliens.
I went to the doctor. He said, you're dehydrated. So.
No, that's what the coach said. It's me. He can't train. Tom just had an epileptic fit. He went, is he epileptic? And I went, no. Hello. He's just dehydrated. He needs water. And I went, he doesn't need water. He's just had a fucking fit.
No, he loves.
But there wasn't. Nobody would accept it. He's not even accepting it.
I'm kind of with him. You can't have them if you're just that dehydrated.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially if it had happened again.
It's never happened.
Yeah, it never happened again.
So it's not.
Yeah. Like, see,
you don't get bouts of epilepsy. You've got it, you know. Like,
see, in my school, two of my friends had epilepsy, and they had fits before in the school. So I was. This wasn't my first rodeo.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not a fit when I see one.
See, I played, obviously, cerebral palsy football, which is a lot of head injuries, so there's more fucking epileptic fits than throw wins when I was playing. There's times I was trying to kick. I'm tired. I'm trying to... Someone drop and roll here. I'm fucking like... I'm going to see.
1-0 up, trying to get the mats abandoned.
Could you do that? See, if you're getting beat, could you just pretend to have a fit?
They'll just sub you. It's that common.
I don't give a fuck.
Get well here. Yeah. Dragging him out.
You have seatbelts on the stretcher. Make sure.
I just think it's a fucking goal celebration of anything. there was a guy I used to play with, lost his leg as a kid, so he had a wooden leg, and whenever he scored he'd take it off and use it as a machine gun. But then the match would take another 5 minutes to start, so he's still trying to put it back on again.
Didn't that start booting him? Fuck's sake. No way to take people off. You take your t-shirt off, took his leg off. You're on your last warning.
That's what we used to do anytime we were tired and we were like, we fucking say there's something wrong with your leg, and he'd take it off and then put it back on again. We were like, good, we got our rest.
You see, your team, was it like amputees and cerebral palsy, or so did you just have both?
I played in a mix of teams, so the cerebral palsy team.
What do you mean both?
What, do you know the other fella? Who
you're looking at me like, leg off? No, you saw me walk up.
I know,
that's why I got confused. Did he lose a leg in the last 5 minutes?
I roll out here like, God, fucking. So I played in two teams. One was just disability football.
Right.
So it was basically just any disability, which was a fucking mishmash of...
Some people, like, Eddie hates thing. And there's nothing really wrong.
Not really, that's just Sunday league.
It's a disease. It's a certified disease, right?
So you'd be playing with people in wheelchairs, people who are blind, people who are deaf, just any disability.
Yeah.
It was mental. And then there was cerebral palsy football, which was quite heavily regulated. You had to have a lot of documentation before every tournament. They'd take you into a room, and what they do is like take my limbs, stretch them. They had like a compass kind of thing to see what degree my arm could stretch to, and then they classify it based on your movements. So there was those two things.
See, when we're doing, like, checking the measurements?
Yeah.
Do they, like, try and stretch your arm more? Or
yeah.
Because some people could be going, that's as far as I can go, mate.
Yeah, whereas they know. So what they do is they do it quite vigorously but fast. So if you do that, my arm's not going further than that. But even if you're trying to do that, if someone grabs it, your arm's going to fucking bend.
Yeah.
Mm. But mine doesn't. Like, you just can literally try and bend that one.
I don't want to.
And... So you can't bend it further than that.
Yeah.
So that was quite rigorous testing, like.
Yeah.
But
that seems more like more the way it should be than just, hey, if you've got something wrong with you, join this team.
That's what people think it is. I think it's growing up in this country where everyone with a fucking bad back is trying to see what they can get for it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? You need
straight on what can
so
you
what
get?
What about ADHD? can you get stuff for it?
Unfortunately, someone actually messaged me. Like,
but the fuck with medicine, we're talking about the moolah.
No, I don't know. Don't think so.
Someone messaged me, and apparently, you can't no more. It's I've stopped like 3 months ago.
That many people getting diagnosed.
It's like a
rinsing the government dry. ADHD,
fuck's sake.
So,
I think extreme ones get it. But
you're extreme, Tom. 17 or 8.
Did you check? If you could. No. I thought you were going straight from the boxing on the DLA. I was like, good man.
Maybe when I retire, who knows?
True man. And what about you, Tommy? Are you still fighting or?
I am. I'm just taking a hiatus at the minute. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to take this comedy scene by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah. I'm not joking. I had a gig on Saturday.
In the Roddies?
That was my first headliner.
I'll say this, and I mean this as a compliment. You annoy the fuck out of me how good you are a year in.
Oh, thanks.
I mean that in the... Imagine you had a mate who'd never boxed before.
They're under leaf.
And was just knocking out champions. Like
Shane.
Shane? Yep. Beat the shit out of me when we sparred. Beat the piss
Shane
out of me.
Shane don't take it easy on anyone.
No, he doesn't. Like, he's not hitting me full whack. But he's not letting...
He's getting you, yeah.
Yeah, it's my second time ever sparring, and the cunt's fucking... Like, you can't get... It's like he's like fighting Mr. Tickle. Like, he's just... I move back, and he's still reaching me. Like, he's like, no, I tree in the second Harry Potter.
He's brilliant. Like, he's got the range on real. Because he's been training...
He's getting battered by Sean, anyways.
Not a chance.
And you'd think you could hit that nose, but he's so fucking quick.
Even, like... in training when we were doing the wee partner drills, and there's some older women and younger women, but people just started to get fit.
Aye.
And Shane Todd's there and like, oh no, a bit starstruck, and he's a comedian trying to have a laugh at him. Shane's like, let's go. I'm taking it back.
He's like, if we're meant to be doing planks or whatever, and I'm trying to get a wee sneaky lie down, he's being like, get up and on. I'm like, fuck's sake,
Shane.
Yeah. But you're so good this quick into comedy. Mm. And you're enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. It's
like, that won't last, but as you're still enjoying it, keep on.
It's just a good buzz, you know. I've always felt like I was destined for the stage. Not to sound like a wee Fred, but I always...
You're so West. I had dreams as a kid, not to sound gay, but I believed in myself.
No, I mean, that's where it is in West Belmont. You're afraid for everything. But I just love it. And the comedy, like I say, I've just kind of took to it. So
I always say, since I've met Tommy, he's always going to do something good with speaking because he can tell a story like fuck. I always thought he's going to be, because his family's all very musical.
Yeah.
Brentfield's his cousin, Labyrinth's his cousin.
If I could sing... I would 100% pursue a singing career.
But he was lethal rapping back in the day.
I didn't know if you told me that or I was just being stereotypical. I mean, like, can you not rap, Thomas?
Yeah, so, I mean,
surely you can rap.
Yeah. Tommy.
I was afraid of him.
He can pick up a bass guitar and just play drums. See, to be honest, he actually can do all that.
I don't know.
Do you ever watch South Park and Token?
You're black, you can play bass.
That is actually him.
It's like
he's playing like the drums last year. He's like, how the fuck do you know that, Paul? But I was like, fuck.
Do you know what? I've just, since social media came out, the memes, I've just discovered that I am a friggin' walking stereotype. Like, all stuff, even stuff that I didn't even know was a black stereotype. The Toronto's used to slobber to me about when we were kids. You always just put the TV on. We're not even watching it. Apparently, that's a black thing.
I don't know.
I would do that.
Would you?
I can't deal with silence.
Now, can I? Just background noise?
Like, I got intense out of it.
Don't want my own
fault. You're obviously a black man in a white man's body.
It's often said.
You know, on tea with me, if you could pick what country you'd be from,
black. me and Aaron McCann talk about this all the time because we're such big hip-hop fans. I'm fans of, like, black comedians. Yeah. Those would be our favourites.
Why, who's your favourite comedian?
I mean, I'm going to pick a guy who's not black, but Louis C.K.
love that guy.
But his stuff is, like, you know, very similar to Patrice O'Neill, Chris Rock, Richard Pryor, Chappelle, Eddie Griffin.
Those guys are my favorites. Did you ever watch his series?
Who's?
C.K.'s.
C.K.'s? Brilliant.
I loved it. Where did it stop? Oh, okay. Is that wild stuff, though?
Yeah, do you remember he lost $40 million a day? I asked him about that series and I met him.
Did you? I did one for him.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a dream.
Yeah, which was more of a testament to how rough things were going for him than things were going for me. Yeah.
Fuck.
And I asked him about it. He is like my comedy hero. I just annoyed him for half an hour. You're sitting there being like,
Bars yourself.
When did you start?
Yeah.
What was your first joke?
Because he was like to me, he was like, oh, what age were you when you, how long you been doing comedy? I was like, oh, I started when I was 17, my liege. And he was like, oh, me too. I'm like, we're the same.
That's mad. Like, we're both doing this gig again. We're both starting.
Follow me on Instagram.
Do you want a wankly? I'll do it. Here's a wee hand off. But yeah, so me and McCann are similar. Like, me and him always.
I've noticed it. I don't know Aaron really. Well, really, not at all. I've just met him a couple of times, but follow him on Instagram. And he, I've just picked up that he's a proper hip hop fan. Like, not
huge.
Not a guy who just is in and out.
I had a pack of digestives, my hand. He turned around and he was like, bust open them biggies.
Is that not a normal thing? Bust open them biggies?
No, he didn't say bust, he said bus.
Okay.
Bust that open.
Completely different.
Who's your favourite rapper? Don't say Eminem.
As a kid, it was Eminem and the first three albums.
So was mine. As a kid, it was Eminem.
See, when you were 10 and got grounded, that's what you listened to.
Your mom would be like, honest, I can't even front. Like, I wasn't a fucking big Eminem fan.
Well, you were?
When the real Slim Shady, what age were you, 10 when I come out?
I wouldn't even say 10, I was about 9 or
8. Yeah, we were younger. I was 3. When the real Slim Shady came out, that was the biggest song ever.
Yeah,
like, but it was unreal. It was unreal.
Yeah.
Because of what he was saying, you were like, as a kid, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So you got. Yeah. So that's why I loved him.
But as I've got older, he'd probably.
He's got worse as you've got older.
It's always like he's like, yes, you're very good. You can go very fast.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear it. Yeah, you
your
hear
beat
it.
Selection is fucking awful. Yeah. Probably my favorite group at the minute is Flatbush Zombies.
Never heard of them in my life.
Oh. I'll give you some tunes after. Fucking fantastic.
Toronto actually loves hip hop, but he pretends not to.
Yeah.
Who would your guys' favorites be?
Matt, do you know, he's not the, I'm not saying he's the best rapper of all time, but my favorite, Snoop Dogg.
Mm.
That is my
favorite right now is Tyler the Creator. Love him.
All of them?
Love a guy.
I love, what is it? What's Yonkers on? Is that Gobble? That was my favorite.
The beat and all, that's fucking lethal.
Yeah. He's fucking great. Snoop Dogg too. He's one of those I feel he would be amazing if he gave a fuck.
Yeah. Like the early Snoop is just unreal. Yeah.
Oh, Doggy and Style is outstanding.
Doggy Style and all the features on the Chronic and even on 2001. He's just, I just love Snoop Dogg. I actually just, you know, I know it's a sin to have idols, but I just idolize them. My favorite color is blue because of Snoop Dogg. I would love to meet him. Snoop, come on, we're trying to get you on the podcast.
He's mailed him about 10 times. Come on, Snoop. Come on the fucking podcast.
So you go on some Mr. Doggy Dog. you could get, it says contact. So you get like a wee number and all. I was texting the number, sending messages to his wife, just anyone.
Sending messages to his wife? What?
I'll stand outside his garden when the post is being delivered. I'm just if you fancy hopping on.
Let's get him hit, my man.
Get you some cupcakes from Doogie's, motherfuckers. You love him, you big stone cunt. Come on.
Try it, you know. One day.
Did you like his reggae album? Because I'll be honest.
I wasn't mad at it, to be honest.
You did?
I liked it.
I've never.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't.
Snoop Lion. Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't all. Like, everyone was like, this is a joke. I'm like, it's fine.
Yep. Just expressing himself.
Yeah.
And then the gospel album as well. Are you into gospel music?
I wouldn't know a lot of it that's not Creed.
I'm a big Creed.
Creed, man. No. Hello, my friend.
Is that gospel?
They're a Christian rock band, yeah.
It's Tyrone's favourite group.
Do you love Creed?
Tommy, any wait boy music. That's Tyrone's favourite music.
If your dad would stick,
I love him.
If your dad would stick it on and go, now that's music you're into.
This year's loving. That's classic dad music, or David Gray. And I dare any wait man to say they don't love David Gray.
It was okay. One of my favourite albums, they're not my favourite group, but the Fugees album.
Yeah. I hate them.
Oh, come no. on.
Okay, I hate them.
Where?
No way.
Tom, that's groundbreaking.
So boring.
Oh, but fuck off.
How do you hear Ready or Not?
I'm not joking you. One of my most hated songs is that song.
I'd fight old ladies in the street, that song, man.
See, when boxers, a lot of boxers come with that song, and it just drives me insane.
Yeah, it's overdone.
Yeah, so yeah. I hear that song, Ready or Not. Fuck.
Here I come.
Here.
Oh, I like Fuji now. La la la.
It's too played out. Do you know what? It was probably good when it started, but it's too played out now. Yeah. Mm. And now I just hate it.
And her album, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill.
Unbelievable.
Great album.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's
again.
One and done.
One again. And done.
Yeah.
Not a big
one and done.
Nothing on Garth Brooks, I'm sure. No.
Still a great album. I don't even know one Garth Brooks song.
Don't let him.
I got them all.
So you're taking a break from the fighting. What's your aim in comedy? Do you have one, or are you just going with the flow?
Netflix.
Fucking straight. Go ahead, but fuck the SSC. You want Chappelle fuck money?
I want it, yep. Now, see, obviously it just came about by chance. I don't know if anyone knows this, but Tyrone used to have a podcast before Whiskey and Mike.
I do. I remember, yes.
And we were on it. And him and...
yeah, dick.
But when I was on his podcast as a guest, it was with Sean Haggerty. Tyrone is actually training now for the comedy boxing.
Yep. He's going to slap Shane. But anyway.
But anywho, so we were on the podcast, and then Sean says to me, do you want to try anything outside of boxing, or what do you want to do? And I says, I don't want to be in a box. I want to try anything that's going. So when he thinks he's funny as fuck, he thinks he could be a comedian, get him on. And then
it just started.
So that just went from there.
See your first. I went to his first or second gig.
Second one.
Then to now, completely different animal. Like, he's pacing the floor, going up and down when he's talking, and then now he's just chilled, relaxed.
Yeah.
Not worried about it. And the difference in a year has been mental.
It itself is like a muscle. The more you do it,
100%.
If I take 2 weeks off, I get rusty as shit.
Yeah. When you're flat out doing gigs, you're like, Jesus, I'm fucking able this. And then you come back after a wee hiatus. It's like,
see, if you've done like five in a week, that fifth one is like, do you ever get when you're driving for about 2 hours?
I don't drive.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Do you ever drive for like 2 hours and you zone out, and then you sort of click back in, you're like, I've been driving. Yeah.
Like when you're walking places, I do.
Tony needs to stay alert when he's walking that dog. Tyrone has a killer dog.
What do you have?
A Kerry Blue. But
how big is that?
It's not.
Not that big, but it's not the size of the dog. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Like, it was back in the day, so like an Irish fighting dog. And it's the temperament doesn't leave him. So I like, when I got a pup, I was fucking breaking around, really legs and all. And fucking making a night. And it looks like a pretty dog. It has all this fancy fur and big long beard and all. And it looks like, but they're insane.
Aye.
My dog just wants to fight everyone and everybody.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know where.
It's a household, right?
Muzzled up. Like, no one can come to my house without going to try and eat you. So,
see, your dog. See, I'm terrified of dogs.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't like my dog.
Got bit by a dog when I was like four. It was like a staffy or something. From that.
Staffies are the best dog ever. Like,
not when they're fucking tearing at your face as a child.
I'll not even bring it up.
I'm a former staffy owner.
Former. Because he gave it away.
Well, and then he gave it away.
And then something happened.
He passed away
a week later.
Oh, I thought you meant they passed away, then you gave it away.
No, my wife.
Did Jeffrey Dahmer take it?
Taxidermy.
I like some taxidermy.
Well, my wife was pregnant, so we can't have... Because my dog was mental. Well, not mental, like his dog mental just like
boisterous.
Excited to see people.
Yeah. I do hate going, say if it's not my own dog, I hate going into a household that does have the dog because they're always bouncing on top of you and hurt everyone.
And because I have a dog too, like I have a Bichon, it's not a big dog.
I thought you hated dogs.
I do, it's not mine, my sister wants it. But it's a wee tiny one. They don't scare me because
you can't move boots.
Schoolsy them away like no schoolsy.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're not scary. A bigger dog is scary, but when because you go in the house and there's bigger dogs, they smell your dog.
Yeah, then they're all over you.
All over you.
Fuck humping the leg.
Yeah, that's me. Get in there first. Hit them hard. Hit them early. So say this: use your training the people for the boxing.
Mm.
Give me some predictions.
Well, are you training?
Well, Sean McComb is the what are you, blue team or red team?
Blue.
So Sean McComb's training the red team, but he had his big fight in America last week or the week before. But during his camp, I picked up the reins.
So are you going to pick up the reins when I split and do something?
Nah, I've sworn my allegiance now to the one team.
But
no, I will if you want, but go ahead, Torrance.
It's going to be good. I'm excited. Everyone's training hard. Like, I only take them once a week on Saturdays. And then they do their own thing. And a lot of them are doing like sparring during the week and they're taking it proper serious.
Yeah.
And they're trying to learn as much as they can. So I'm excited.
I am fuming. I can't do it.
Why can't you?
Can't take blues to hit.
Can you not?
Nope.
That's disappointing.
Nope. Because of brain damage and stuff. So I can't. Like literally. So
you going to do ring guard again?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because that actually stole the show last year.
It did. He got every round went on, he was more drunk and more drunk. By the end, he just slid in. I thought he was having one of those fits.
Yeah. Well, just aftershock. But that's because I was getting like three drinks. But that sparring I did was the first time I'd ever sparred ever.
Really?
Never done.
And he told me you can't take blows. Why didn't you tell me before here, Tyrone? Actually, can't take blows of the head.
Then you wouldn't let me do it.
I know.
And I want to do it. So I can do it, you know, can spar a wee bit where it's not fully, but I can't.
I thought you boxed a wee bit when you were young. I told Tyrone, Willie's done it.
I did do boxing training when I was about.
He was wailing this far. Sorry.
I heard all about it.
Go ahead, you go ahead.
This far. I could see him. Like, obviously, I can read a spar and I know what's happening. So whoever he was sparring, well, that's his name, was doing stuff, was jabbing, but he'd been lazy, he was just waiting it out, and then doing this, boom, a big left hand every single time. And I went, this guy's just waiting here for it, and he's going, and then the other guy's fucking jabbing again, and I could just see him waiting for his opportunity, boom, trying to take heads off. I went, fuck, Willie, calm down. I said it was a late sport.
Do you know why I did that? Because we were told it was going to be jabs. He starts throwing combos.
Okay.
And I was like, knock out in the head. He went, sorry, mate, sorry. Did it again. And I turned around to you and went, he's throwing.
He's getting it now.
He was like, I'm not great at maths, but he's throwing two hands here. Like, and he was like, sorry, sorry. And then he did it again and caught me. And I was like,
fuck
you then.
Let the good hand. He wouldn't use his other hand. Boom, boom, boom.
Irish fuck all around. <one.
laughs> I could just see him teeing it up every time. Like, yeah.
I'm like that wee, you know, the angler fish in Finding Nemo. That's the wee light from him. Boom.
That's genius moves.
Yeah. It was weird because he was fighting a disabled guy and you were checking on him.
Yeah.
Like, check the brain damage guy who's taking hits to head.
You didn't tell me brain damage. you're out of the spar, mate. That's it done.
We're late.
But so I did do it as a kid. I trained for like 2 months and then had to get a license to go fight. So my mom took me to the doctor, obviously, to get the medical or whatever. And the doctor literally, it was a 5-minute meeting. Doctor sat down, she went, so you want your son to box? She went, yeah. And the doctor went, you're aware he has cerebral palsy? My mom went, yeah. She went, that's brain damage.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's a side effect of brain damage. She went, yep. And the doctor went, so you want your son with brain damage to get punched in the head? And then my mom went, and the doctor was like, no.
I can see where the brain damage came from. It was from the man.
So there was a split second I thought the doctor was going to go, So that was the end of the boxing career.
She was probably shocked. Can you imagine? Yeah.
I've never seen a doctor looking like, are you fucking... What are you wasting my time as? It was an hour appointment.
Listen, you could have been in the next alley. Maybe you wouldn't have got hit. The danger of if you got you get hit, you die. You aren't going to get hit.
You would have been alert. High alert.
I'm not that slippy, am I?
I don't know. You could.
You could have been.
I don't know. Don't know.
Vic, will you die?
Is he our hit? Like,
plenty of whistle.
But now, mate, and I only worked with a few of Sean's ones. So Shane, obviously, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Who's Jasmine Finn?
Claire Corrigan.
All right, she hasn't turned up this test. Well, she is, but she does live for.
Tell you who has. Jasmine.
Yep, she's flat out.
Oh, but Claire probably is training, but she's too far. She's no one in the shop.
Aye, she's
like, that's like a serious drive just to fucking do an hour session. So I don't blame her.
Yeah.
So
again, I'm.
And she's banging, out there banging turfing, turfing whatever she's doing.
She's got that culture strength.
Yeah, so she doesn't need to train.
Jasmine has the strength. You know, 400 years of oppression from the American black slavery.
She's coming all out.
So that country turf bones fucking mean nothing. So yeah, I'm Team Jazz.
I've never seen such fire in your eyes. Hello, Jesus Christ.
Who else?
Here he goes with us again.
Actually, we just discussed this an hour ago. Like, see,
he loves black people. Then what?
See, when Wade Parton asks him to do something, and he has a lot to do. He doesn't care. Fuck him. That's just, we don't need to do that. But see, if a black person asks him to do something, here, we need to do this. Here, we need. Like, I said, Tommy, we don't need to use that place. We do. I've said them, and I can't let him down. I'm like, he's fucking serious. It's just because he's black. Listen. It is. Is it a whole?
If I don't look after my brothers, who will?
He even has a completely different tone of voice when he answers the black people's phone. You do? You change your dialect and everything?
I have to, because it can't be going la 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 la.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you change it to?
Go please.
Well,
I'll role play.
That's what happens.
Role play. Yo, it's Tyrone.
What?
This is the lingo he uses.
What? My hand down.
I don't even know what he's talking about. It goes into a completely different code.
Yeah, I'm a code switcher.
Yeah, cool.
You know, you have to.
I'm the same. Like,
I've noticed it with Jazz too. Like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I did this podcast with Butler, and I was using my. Yeah, my quite posh voice. And then with you two, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, you sharp fucking bastard.
You have to do it.
Our partner's from the same street as me.
I know, but he...
Fuck, you wouldn't know it.
Well, do you know what? I actually never seen him in the street, but apparently he's from the same street.
So, that's so mad, all of it.
I know, he's literally the same street.
Are you the same age as well?
Are you? No, he's the older. He's a year or two older.
But no, I think he moved from that house to the north house.
Tony's in our house in the street. He's a crab around the turner. Not
exactly. I switch. Because my ma was quite posh.
Was she?
But my dad wasn't. So I can switch between. Switch it and up. Then I did speech therapy too, where you have to enunciate.
Did you?
Yeah.
I done speech therapy for the film.
Oh, I, yeah.
For what?
I done a.
Did you not hear? He was in a movie.
No.
I was in a movie called The Mighty Celt.
Right.
That's why I got the boxing name in the medical. That's a lead actor in it. Gillian Anderson from X Files with my man. Robert Carlyle from
Full Monty.
Fucking Big Me.
He was my dad.
From Trainspotting.
You mean, yep.
So
what's the movie? It is a good movie. It's on YouTube at the minute.
But so I for that I was 14.
Great show.
And
to watch it.
And they made me have to go to voice elocution lessons or something.
Yeah.
But the guy has a really, really husky voice. Real West Belfast.
When he was a kid before his voice broke, well, he hit, like, what the fuck
you want me to do? It's that Belfast that's the thing where we don't move our jaw.
Yeah. So I had that.
Make sure you tag the movie, will you?
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant.
Really that say it's a good film?
I had no idea you did that.
I was only joking when I said, did you not know he's in a movie? Because he fucking tells everyone.
Hey, I think I've spoken to Tyrone twice in my life.
He has a man.
We had a great day in a wedding before.
I had never met you before the wedding. I was kind of like, skirt you too because you're boxers.
I suppose he didn't tell you at the wedding. We were drink talk.
I was in a movie. Robert Carlyle was my dad.
What's unbelievable. I auditioned.
You might see it often. Every like once in a while I'll get drunk on Twitter and I'll message Gillian Anderson. I'll tag her. Mommy, you haven't spoke to your son in ages. You're blanking him now.
Mommy, I have ADHD.
I used to frigging mail him myself flat out. Tyrone's ready to work. Tyrone's ready to work. He's the
So how come you, why'd you stop acting?
Because, right, so I got Gillian Anderson, the agent.
Right.
They were a big agent. They were fucking shooting me for the stars. They were saying, because like, it was, the critics loved me after that film. They're like, you're fucking
seriously? Burning. This isn't bullshit.
I'm excited to see them.
And I went to all these primers, Berlin Film Festival and all this shit. And I was like, happy days, I'm going to be a fucking superstar. And that's what I had in my head. I'm going to be a superstar. And then when the film came out is when I got the agent, but the year in between, I'd already spent all the money that I got. So I was skint by the time I got the agent. And then she was like, right, so you have to go to proper voice allocution lessons to learn American accent, British accents, blah, 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 because your voice is too harsh. And I was like, right, okay. But I had no money, and I researched it. It was 150 quid an hour for a lesson. I went, I can't fucking afford that. And so I pretended I was going to them. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to them. She's like, yeah, how's it going? I said, fucking brilliant. And she's like, right. She sent me to Tom Hanks auditions, Judy Dench films, all these six-figure paydays and all. And I was going to them, and they were like, right, so can you do an American accent? Hey, buddy. The worst American accent in the world. And then so I got declined from the Tom Hanks one, and then the Judy Dench one. I had to do an English accent. Declined from that. And then the wee agent phoned up, why is he getting declined for all these? Is he not a good actor? She said, no, his acting's brilliant, but he can't do any accents. His accents are fucking brutal.
kept calling Tom Hanks big lad.
And then she just started ghosting me from her on, and then it just friendly, but just parted ways. And then I just said, when I was about 20, I said to myself, right there, when you're drinking too much, you're partying, whatever, you've got two choices. You're class boxing, you're good at acting. You're going to try your hand at boxing. You can all, but you only have a short window to about 35. With acting, you can do it forever. So I said, right, fuck it, I'll put gearing towards boxing, see how I go, and if that fails, I'll do acting. And boxing's going well so far. So I was literally, when I retired there in December, I got sorted to get agents and stuff and get back into acting. But
just fucking get the gloves back on.
Get the gloves back on. Get me an hard fur dig.
That's class. I had no idea. Okay. I will. It's on YouTube.
The Medi Celt. No, do you?
No, that's free.
I'll watch it then.
Yeah.
Well, you would pay for it. Fucking hell. Do you know what's madness? I don't even have a DVD of my own film. It's like, I just don't have it no more.
Fuck shit. What's mad? I auditioned for the role too.
Did you?
It was white child between the ages of 11 and 16. Tommy Lansdowne.
I had dreadlocks different.
Wong.
But now I had hopes pinned to this guy. Tom Hanks or what do you call it? Audition. We're going all the way to the top, Tyrone.
Nah, I fucked it up.
What was the? Do you remember what Tom Hanks movie it was?
It was
Castaway.
No. Well, no. The Judy Dench film was called Notes on a Scandal. It was about a young kid, which I'd have been, who gets in a relationship with a teacher, and then Judy Dench finds it. She's not the teacher.
I was gonna say
I forget who it was, but
Jennifer Lopez. I think.
And then the. I think the Tom Hanks one was something about compass or something. Golden compass.
Like one with polar bears and shit.
Yeah, is Tom Hanks in that?
Or you think the Polar Bear Express?
I don't know. With something.
Polar Express.
And I just don't get them.
So. The big Christmas movie, and you're like, whatever. Shit.
Do you know what? The worst thing is? So I've started taking a backward step to acting and having agent more, but Game of Thrones was coming out.
Right.
And they were looking at me. They were like, right, we need to find this guy, Tyrone McCann, who acted in the Medi-Celt. But he doesn't have an agent anymore, so they're putting out feelers.
This is before it came out. Just getting made.
And the guy, Pierce Elliott, who was the director of the film, said, do you know Tyrone McCann? He said, he lives around the corner in his granny's. And
Pierce Elliott's from the bottom of my street.
Yeah, so he went
all connected, you see.
Yeah.
So they're like, right, and he walked up and he said, look, he went to his granny and he went, look, these Game of Thrones is looking Tyrone McKenna. Here's the number, he's the phone him. And then his granny said to me, I said, Game of Thrones is fucking shit. And I went, number, I left from the fuck it. And then a week went by.
And I kept saying, did you ring her number?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I haven't got around it. Go do it tomorrow.
Jon Snow sounded like a fucking fucker. I'm not doing that.
And then, Tommy's like, fuck this, I'm pretending to be you. And he took a number and he phoned up.
Hi, it's Tom McKenna. They're just looking for me for a role in Game of Thrones. Yes, Tyrone, we've been trying to get in contact, but... you're a bit too late.
You've been replaced.
I said, right, no problem. I said,
look, we'll get you in first for a different role. There's a few different roles that you maybe have instead of the one that you're supposed to get. So we'll meet you on Saturday. And I said, no sweat. He said, no sweat. And then
this was me on the phone.
I had a Jay-Z concert on Saturday, and I wasn't missing it. So we flew to Manchester.
And went to the Jay-Z concert.
A fucking
blast. We had a ball. Matt Drake shook Drake's hand.
But then it came out, Game of Thrones is the biggest fucking thing.
Well, at the time, we nobody knew about it. Game of Thrones, that's it.
It sounded brutal. I'm telling you. Didn't say my cup of tea, and I'm like, Game of Thrones.
I was meant to be Tyrion Lannister, but I missed the call.
I had to be auditioned for a small part in Game of Thrones then once it got going. And it gave me like a thing. Because I never watched Game of Thrones.
I refused watching it.
But they have like a different language in it. I don't know. And so the line was, you said something in English, and then the next part you have to say in this made up language. When I went to the audition, I said, how could you say it? I've been trying to sound it out and can't get into it. Just said how you think it would be sound. I was like,
See his problem?
Shamalaga, blown, giant. Yeah. Okay, tell me right. Well, be in touch.
It's in English as well.
See, the thing is, in these wee auditions, they hate people that ask too much questions. You had to go in.
Yeah, I didn't know. Tron didn't give me any of the game.
You just have to go for it. Don't give a fuck.
Do you not help him out?
I do it.
Bastard.
What I need, I'm a natural. I don't know. I don't know what I do right. I just know no one likes questions. Like, just go for it. And then if it's wrong, they say, no, you actually want to do it this way. And then you say, right.
Yeah,
so you just go for whatever you want.
Could have done that wee bit of information.
Well, listen, you fucked up.
I don't know. But I don't care anyway. It's shit.
See what he told me? And I went, you're not getting the part.
I knew it was anyway.
Shit.
Boys, this has been fantastic, but I think we went over time. Sorry, we went over time. Fucking anything to plug into the camera?
Whiskey and Wait and My Fate. Get tickets for that and tune in to Whiskey and Wait. Where we'll be, we're also doing a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yeah, we're becoming YouTubers now.
So if you fancy doing a YouTube challenge with us sometime,
let me know. I saw you doing the burger one.
Oh fuck, yeah. That was bad.
I have a tactic to beat your time. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but I have a plan.
Right,
I got that.
Are you gonna do it?
I got that.
Smash Bros.
We'll
get on them.
We'll see.
But
also, what else? I'm headlining the show again on the 7th of June.
This is just us really plugging absolutely.
Do it. That's what it's for.
No, I've got nothing
else. I have ADHD. And everyone be nice to me.
Judy Dance, ring me.
Tommy's got a GoFundMe page.
Listen, if you want to sponsor Whiskey and Wait,
I'll be on tour with Scumbag Millionaire in the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm doing the Waterfront Hall on the 13th of December. Millennium Forum on the 14th. I'm doing Dublin, Newry, Coleraine, fucking Portaferry. Where there's a place, I'll be there. Will the link be in the bio? Link will be in the bio. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, boys.
Peace.
Oh, no.